flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
All right, typically Lopez starts the confessions. He will start the confessions, but I just want to remind you, the confessions is happening right now because we have some breaking news here on Sports Radio 610, and that is that Bobby Slowick, Cole Strasser, and Chris Strasser, yeah. Cole Popovich. I made them the same person. Those three gentlemen are no longer, they have been parted ways with. The Texans have parted ways with them. So the offensive coordinator, Bobby Slowick, the head offensive line coach, Chris Strasser, and then the assistant offensive line coach, Cole Popovich, no longer with the Texans as of, not more than an hour ago. Probably about 20 minutes ago is when we learned the news. And so, yeah, that's the big news of the day when it comes to the Texans.
And we're going to hit this in every which way as we continue today. And, of course, the drive as well is going to continue. This is enormous news. I mean, let's talk about, and we're going to get to confessions here. We're certainly going to give you some. But you talk about a turnaround, a 180. Bobby Slowick had his choice of jobs last year. Like, he had a choice of jobs as a head coach. And now is out and, quite coming at you pretty fast there. In fact, my first confession.
These are my confessions.
I'm actually surprised, man. I really, like, in my heart of hearts, I didn't think they would do this. I knew there was going to be some changes, but I would have thought they would ride it out, make some personnel changes and do that. But I will say again, this decision, I feel, was just collaborative, and that includes, and when I say everybody, to paraphrase D'Amico Ryans,
everybody
was in on it. Everybody was in on it.
These are my confessions.
I guess we just gonna do confessions.
No, I got one about Ron the Show coming up that's gonna tick him off.
No, I got more confessions too, but I feel like I at least got to get one off here.
Yeah,
is when it comes to where they go from here, I gotta confess, like, experience feels like it matters. However, because of just how it felt like the scheme did not match, I could easily still see them getting a young, relatively inexperienced coordinator if that coordinator just demonstrates like a schematic advantage. You know what I mean? But like, I naturally, me personally, I'm like, hey, clearly not having experience, not being able to like fully command that room on that side of the football where you have a play calling head coach on the defensive side. I felt like that was a detriment, and that's probably something that's needed on that side of the football.
Yeah. And some people will say, oh, not Gerard, because, he doesn't have that. I don't mind that. I mean, that's a mini confession within years. I totally get that.
Right.
I understand it. Now, I would want it, but that's beside the point. That's
now, I recognize, important. Like, yeah. One of the people that falls in.
I get it.
one of the people that falls in with the description I had is someone like a Doug Peterson, and I don't know if that makes anybody's stand up. But, hey, like, that's a, I'm sorry. That was, you know what?
That's my job.
I'll put a dollar in the book. I'll put a dollar in the book for that one. That was wrong. I'm sorry. I'm stopped.
These are my confessions.
Speaking of the whole offensive coordinator thing, I got to confess, I kind of want to see them hire somebody outside the organization right now, man. And that's no disrespect to Jerrod Johnson. I think his time is coming soon.
Yeah.
But I think right now, I think it's win now moment right now.
Yeah.
And I think you need to find a somebody that was an offensive coordinator already that knows what they're doing and let's go. Let's win, man. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's, I want to sit here and say Super Bowl or bust. But they got to get off the toilet, man.
Yeah.
We can't keep trying to get these one-year people or somebody that never called plays before and trying to figure it out, man. Nah, you got CJ going into his third year.
Yeah.
We need to get to an AFC championship, man.
I totally get that, and I don't disagree. I understand it.
These are my confessions.
Now let's tick off Ron the Show Hughley.
Uh-oh.
So, this is my confession. Kudos to him for standing strong. And of course, I'm cheering for the Bills. But Ron has become one of the bigger reasons I want the Chiefs to lose.
Hey, yo.
It's one of the, like, he represents, like, everything that we, you know, get irritated about. And he's representing it on our air.
This is what you guys do. I didn't say it didn't. I didn't say that flop. I didn't say it didn't. I'm just telling you, the whole league, all the quarterbacks are selling calls.
And I'm telling you that Pat Mahomes does it more than anybody. We just watched a playoff game, and everybody in America is talking about it.
You're talking about the one there. Yes, we're talking. You keep referencing that one. There are millions of others of other players doing it. That's fine.
Everybody does it. You just can't come to terms with it and just say, hey, he flops.
By the way, in the mixtape, I'm gonna break all this down. It was a lot of stuff to take in from this.
Oh man,
it was yesterday. Ron and Clint going at it, and again, I actually respect and understand backing your squad at all costs. Like people, you're just blind faith, you know, blind allegiance.
See, actually, that'd piss off Show more than what you said prior.
No, he is.
He doesn't believe himself to be blind.
Oh, for sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
I'm just letting 100%. You know.
Oh, no, he is.
I'm just letting you know.
I appreciate it. But, you know, hey, all of a sudden, he's a bigger reason as anything that I want to see the Chiefs lose.
You know me, I'm always down for a good schadenfreude. So, hey, man, I'm good with it.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. And here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
These are my confessions.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to be the dude who brings up baseball. I'm sorry. The baseball juices are flowing for me. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah. It's baseball season.
It's about to be.
It's baseball season.
Here shortly. Hey, man. I know that the Dodgers just won a World Series. Look, not everybody's happy about it. I get it. And I had already, you know, I was kind of on that. Hey, man, you paid a lot of money. Shohei Ohtani, you better get it done.
Mm-hmm.
He just got it done. And yet and still, I find myself looking with the Sasaki ad and everything. They added Kirby Yates. And I'm like, yeah, you better win it again. I'm sorry,
oh,
dog.
Oh, for sure.
And it's the same urgency because they might, I can even still see them. You don't end up getting it done. Hey, dog, thanks for showing up. We want to go in a different direction. Oh, would that be unfair?
Right.
Sure. But like they might be in Ohio State territory where you're just getting so much talent and you are developing so much talent that you just got to win it, dog. It's not fair. And I recognize that. It's not fair to Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers. And yet and still, you have so much that if you don't win it, I'm laughing in your face.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, a lot of people say Super Bowl or bust or World Series or bust. They are World Series or bust.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
So this happened, I want to say, when I was on vacation, like towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the drive-in movie theater, man.
Really?
Which one?
I went to the drive-in. I forgot the name of this one, but this one is, I want to say it was right off of Clinton.
So it's in town?
Yeah, it's actually in town. It was like maybe 12 minutes away from my house.
Mm-hmm.
Went there, and it wasn't bad, man. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. This is my confession. I think I'm a little too old for drive-ins, though, man.
Nah, man. How come?
So we pull up, and, you know, I surprised the wifey. She was happy about it. She started packing blankets and mm-hmm. snacks and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And we get there, and she was like, "Oh, let's sit in the trunk because I got
that's what you're supposed to do.
I got the Jeep,
yeah."
And so made a little bed and all that stuff, the kind of chill.
Mm-hmm.
I was not comfortable, man. I was not comfortable.
You wanted one of them reclining seats?
No, I need some cushion, man. Like, that trunk was not comfortable, man. I couldn't really get cozy.
Y'all get one of those camping pads. You'll be set, man.
Man.
Why do I have to do all the work?
At this point, I should have went to the movie theater, man.
Right.
And just snuck the
That's
snacks
right.
and all that stuff in.
That's right.
It is not comfortable, man. I was kind of going to, you know, sit in the front seat and just kind of mm-hmm. watch the movie there, but... She was like, "Oh no, let's sit in the trunk. Let's open the trunk up."
Well, that's classic, man. That's what you're supposed
man,
to do.
It was not comfortable.
Not
man.
Everything classic is the way that you're supposed to do it.
We have
modernized. We have innovated for
there
reasons.
There have been inventions that get this
That's
better.
Right.
Man,
yeah.
My back was hurting, man. My knee was cracking.
Yeah. Did you have to go over to the snack stand? Did you have to get out the car and go over to the snack stand?
No. See, we had the snacks with us.
You packed your own popcorn?
We packed everything.
Awesome.
Everything. But
that's how you're supposed to do it,
I had to scoot over towards the back. Like, to try to get the snacks, I'm just like, man, this is not comfortable. I couldn't even focus on the doggone movie. I'm like, I can't wait till this movie over.
Wait, hold up. From the 713, they have futon pads for trucks. When you say they, what do you mean? Like, at the theater?
No. It's got to be like they sell them.
Just period.
Yeah, because I was about to say, the last thing I'm trying to use is a rent-a-futon.
I'd rather use John Lopez pillow, man.
Well, don't get
that nasty
crazy.
Ass pillow.
That's what we call a callback. That was fantastic. I love that.
I got one more.
These are my confessions.
And it's more of a worry than a confession, and maybe it's both. If this Bregman thing happens, and he comes back to the Astros.
Man, Houston sports is going crazy on
going
a Friday,
nuts
brother.
Right
what?
Now. I'm kind of worried that it's going to be sad watching Jose Altuve in left field. I'm a little worried.
Man.
It's kind of.
Right?
It's kind of sad.
Like a washed up sad?
Like maybe like, stumbling around here, like, not making plays.
Like Hakeem on the Raptors.
Yeah. Boy, that. But yeah, it's. I mean, look.
Are you?
It's kind of sad watching him a second here.
Well, it is.
I love Jose Altuve. I want you to understand that about me.
And a new position.
I want you to understand that about me. Please, I do. I love Jose.
I'm worried that I'm going to be going, don't do that to that
man.
Don't do that to that man.
I'd rather him be a DH for the rest of his career, man.
He doesn't deserve to be Willie Mays bumbling around out there, you know? And Willie Mays was an outfielder.
But that's something that
he bumbling around in second base, man.
And that's the thing is like it's tough because you have so many DH guys. Like, these are good problems to have if you have all the guys, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you have all the bats and you're just figuring out what is the right configuration of the bats. Good problem to have. I get it. But, and the people have talked about, hey, just keep Yordan in left and have Altuve DH. And I'm like, yeah, but that makes me scared, too. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't like Yordan in left field having to do all that with the injury problems. But depending on how bad it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He
so I'm not alone.
No. That's a clear. I immediately when I saw that, I pulled up Baseball Reference and was like, nah, I got to see what this looks like. By the way, Jose Altuve is like even some of his batting metrics, like his chase percentage is bad. We know that his bat speed is in the 15th percentile, which is not very good.
Ooh.
His hard hit balls is in the 11th percentile, like just the aging in general. Is a great point. But then I immediately looked up and his arm strength being a 7, and I was like, thankfully in left field, you're only really throwing to third and second, right? Because mm-hmm. in a short left field, like I was really trying to cope. I was really mm-hmm. trying to find the things within myself. But no, you're not wrong. Like, that is there. Somebody said, move Pena out to left, sign Profar. Oh, well, first of all, Profar would play on the outfield. Second of all, he is an Atlanta Brave.
Yeah, he go.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Why aren't you putting Yordan at first? Because you signed Christian Walker to be a first baseman. I get you.
Yeah.
I hear you too.
Honestly, they would have probably tried to put Yordan at first at some point last season because they ain't had no first baseman.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's probably won't work out.
Yeah, man. They are finding creative solutions to things, but it's real creative. It's very it's one of those
very creative. That's one way to, you know, people kind of soft pedal, like, oh, that's an interesting choice.
That is interesting.
That's an interesting choice.
Yes. Those shoes
are new for you.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that comment all the time with my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, you're interesting.
That's an
interesting look.
That's one of my favorite words. It doesn't actually, like, it can mean so many things that it might not actually mean anything.
Jose Altuve in left field. Well, that's a choice.
Definitely.
That's a choice.
Definitely a choice.
Oh, all right. Bless his heart.
All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a Friday, typically a football Friday. We ain't talked a lot about the football that is coming up. So let's do that. What are the keys to each conference championship game? And maybe a little win because, lose because. We'll do it next.